A full reality associated with an event of history can't always be found at the first look. This is especially true when behind-the-scene efforts are attempting to create misdirection and reduction of important elements. One large example of this concept is the night when Ted Kennedy drove his car off that bridge at Chappaquiddick, which resulted in the death of Mary Jo Kopechne, as well as the end of Kennedy's presidential ambitions. An honest look at this event has finally been done, which has cast aside innuendo and filled in the blanks via the film Chappaquiddick, which opened in theaters this weekend. Here with us now is the film's executive producer, who also produced hit films including Secretariat, The Rookie, and many others, Mark Chardy. How are you today, Mark?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for adding a lot to what many thought was a fully known moment of political and really social history. Obviously, the background of the story is well known, but what were your goals with a film like Chappaquiddick? Because there are characters, well, Mary Jo Kopechne, for example, especially in the more days closer to the event, was almost an asterisk in the story. She was the blonde. She was the you know, no name person. If they tried to spell her name, they spelt it wrong. And with the situation with Ted Kennedy, is there a risk of doing a story and presentation in a way that makes him appear more worthy of any sympathy than maybe he should be?
I don't think so. I think it's actually a really fair account of what happened. And I think for the audience, you're going to go back and forth. You know, the reviews have been amazing, both left and right publications. Again, we didn't make a movie for the left or the right. We just made a movie about the truth. And you're right. Mary Jo Kopechne was reduced to blonde in car. And for all these years, the only thing associated with her name was a photo, like a kind of a college yearbook photo. So, you know, we had spoken to the family and actually set up a screening about 3 weeks ago, and they were really, really happy how she was portrayed in the film and that she was smart and funny and ambitious and, you know, not just a name associated with a tragic event.
You can even make the claim that Mary Jo Kopechne, who was a Jersey girl, by the way, as far as where she was born, was a women's liberation advocate before there was women's liberation. She was just really becoming that much of an independent power individual.
Yeah, she had worked on JFK's, helped with his staff a little bit, and also worked on Bobby's campaign, and she was very active socially, and, you know, she had a great, beautiful career in front of her, and obviously that was cut short on that tragic evening in July of 1969. And you know what's amazing is that all that happened with the backdrop of the moon landing, which, you know, JFK's greatest achievement, with, you know, Ted's biggest failing.
As far as Ted Kennedy, were you able to find a significant difference or similarity between the private Ted and the public Ted?
You know, we didn't really try to explore that too much. This whole movie takes place in 1 week. We tried not to editorialize. We've heard so many whispers and rumors, and really we just wanted to tell what we knew as fact. And the writers actually used the inquest, the 1,000-page inquest, as the main source material. And I think that, you know, we take what we know and put it together in this week, and it's so compelling. The narrative is incredible. I remember reading the script and my hands started sweating, and I knew that was a good sign. And, you know, all this, you know, in this 10-hour period when he didn't report the accident, you know, it's hard to believe those events happened, but he was able to save his political career and actually not go to jail.
Yeah, but the result of everything that happened, he had a 2-month suspended sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that event happened in his own backyard, really, in Massachusetts. You know, the first thing was to get him off, from any, you know, jail time. And then the second was to save his political career. And you have, you know, a lot of the movie is, you know, these best and brightest minds, you know, a lot from JFK's cabinet, you know, Sorensen, McNamara, descending on Hyannisport, you know, summoned by Joe Kennedy to figure out what to do with Ted over the next 5 days. It ended with, you know, this kind of masterful speech to the nation and really to the, you know, to the voters of Massachusetts, where he almost became the victim in all this. You know, it's very conflicting, this story. I mean, it makes you feel a lot of different ways, and it's a challenging movie. And again, the reviews have been fantastic and really kind of accomplished exactly what we set out to do when we made this film.
So Mark Chardy, who's the executive producer of the film Chappaquiddick, in theaters this weekend, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as those that time of trying to keep it all together with Ted, what was it? I mean, it sounds like so much was placed on him, and with that one action, that one bad decision, he put so much at risk for the family, for himself. There was a lot of weight on Ted, quite frankly. I mean, even if you're sympathetic, if you're pro, if you're right, if you're left, put yourself in the shoes of that person at a time before the event. He was the gauntlet carrier.
Yeah, I mean, we framed the movie. I mean, we opened the movie, and you'll see it, you know, with a family portrait, and then voiceover. You hear each of the sons, you know, Joe Jr. dying in World War II, and then JFK being, you know, assassinated, and then Bobby, and then you kind of we push in on this young face, this young five-year-old boy, Ted Kennedy, and then we go into, you know, the start of the movie, and so I think it, you know, there's a heaviness there. Bobby had been assassinated a year before. The get together with, you know, his campaign staffers was in Martha's Vineyard during the Edgartown Regatta. So, you know, it then unraveled from there.
Joe Kennedy, of course, legendary as far as the control of the puppet master, some would say, some point between, and Bruce Dern portrays Joe Kennedy in the film. As far as casting overall, what were your goals? I mean, caricatures would have been very easy to do. How much did you want to avoid those?
Completely. You know, especially, you know, a lot of people have portrayed the Kennedys, you know, and they have that certain accent, that certain clip, kind of New England. It's not a typical Boston accent at all. And, you know, Jason Clark did a masterful job in this movie. I mean, to me, it's award-worthy. You know, we just put a little, enhanced the teeth a little bit with the hair. And then really it's just he worked with a dialect coach for probably 3 or 4 months, the top dialect coach in the world, and he got that accent just right. He didn't go overboard, and, you know, that's what you want to do. All the characters kind of had that hint. We didn't, you know, I think sometimes when you try too hard, that's when you get it wrong. But Ed Helms did a great job as well, played his kind of moral compass in the movie, Joe Gargan. Yeah, it was just a joy kind of making the movie and watching it come to life.
Did you want this to be the picture, the centering of the historical point, or did you want the audience to see, well, here's the curse of a sense of entitlement?
I think we wanted both. You know, I think how we laid it out, we had just enough of setting it up. And then, you know, listen, Ted, you know, in some ways he's reduced to a child the way he responds to it. You know, he's probably never been in the limelight like that and had the family decisions on his shoulders. I mean, you know, Joe Kennedy was ailing. He died 4 months after this event. So this was the time, you know, for Ted to start making decisions. And again, he goes back and forth between, you know, positive decisions and a lot of negative decisions. So, you know, you have this little slice of American history that's incredibly important. And then, you know, the whole time we're telling you know, the audience what's going on with the moon landing, you know, through Walter Cronkite and others, familiar voices throughout the movie. We used a lot of stock footage to help kind of narrate what was going on and even commenting on Chappaquiddick in the news.
It's kind of sad to say, but this was so long ago in some people's minds that so many of the moviegoers today weren't even born when this happened, but I believe just based on the trailers that people are seeing are going to be interested and hopefully will be turning out in the theaters. For someone like that who was on the younger side, not even born or even aware when this happened, what do you hope they see and learn from this film?
Well, first of all, it's a thriller. I mean, you can watch this movie, know nothing about Chappaquiddick or care about it, and just go to the theaters. And the fact that it's a true story, I think, just adds that much more to it. But, you know, just on what it is, it's entertaining. You know, when you frame it with, you know, what happened in America at that time and what was going on, it's incredible. And I think you can learn and be entertained at the same time. And again, history lesson's the wrong word, but you certainly learn from, you know, history, and history tends to repeat itself. So I think a lot of people are, you know, talking about certainly what's been going on the last 8 months, you know, since Harvey Weinstein and Trump. Like, there's really more about abuse of power and how do you learn from that and making the right decisions. That's really what I think makes the movie relevant right now.
The film is Chappaquiddick. If you do a Google search of Chappaquiddick movie, you'll find out the theaters and locations and times closest to you. And we've been talking with their executive producer, Mark Chiardi. Mark, best of success with the film. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.